You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Stardust to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. I hope everybody enjoyed learning a little bit about your host at our on our last session with Henry Roth. That was such a great experience. Thank you so much for all of your support and to getting us to this point in our business as we're 4 years in now with our podcast. So who is next today? Seal the Deal Boston founder, Nicholas Farrell. He goes by Nick. So excited to have him. We're going to discuss all things relationship coaching, communication training, all the things you need to know to spice it up for the winter season with your significant other, or even to attract your ideal candidate into your life. So we're so excited to have Nick on. Nick has also modeled in a bunch of my shows. He's such a rock star, super talented. He was in one of my previous issues of my magazine as well. So if you are looking for an inspiring, amazing coach, this podcast you are really going to enjoy, especially from a guy's perspective when it comes to love and relationships. So stay tuned for Nick. He's what's next. All right, everybody, I officially have Boston's amazing love doctor on the line, Seal the Deal Boston founder, Nick Farrell. Hi, Nick. How are you today?
I'm great, Jackie. And yourself?
Good. I'm so honored to have you on and so excited for you to share your amazing journey of helping love and relationships in people's lives, as it's so valuable. Valentine's Day is totally around the corner. So tell us what inspired you to call your business Seal the Deal.
What really inspired me to call my business Seal the Deal is I wanted something catchy or something very easy so people could spot it. Oh, Seal the Deal. And Seal the Deal works not only in my line of business, but in other things such as contracts. Oh, yeah, we actually seal the deal on the contract. We signed the contract. It's something for work. You can use the phrase for that, too. And also love. Mm-hmm. The line of business I'm in, oh, two significant others met each other. Oh, did you guys tie the knot? Yes, we did. We sealed the deal. So something real easy and simple, something understanding. So once I came up with that, I was like, okay, that's the roll up. That's what I'm going to do.
I think it fits you perfectly. I think it fits your branding perfectly, because love is all about like completing a match, completing something. When you find your match, it's like you've sealed it, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I love that envision. Good title, good thought process. So what makes your business stand out coming from a male perspective in the love and relationship field?
I believe my business stand out because, you know, some guys just fall in love for the wrong reasons. And I wanted to be real with my clients, but classy at the same time, and give them my back end story.
Right.
So part of my back end story is, Jackie, to be plainly honest with you, I was one of those guys. I had a lot of women. I cheated. I lied also. But in life, you have to be able to grow within yourself. And you ever heard the saying, treat others the way you want to be treated?
Mm-hmm.
I started realizing I actually need to change, and I need to be real within myself. That's the only way for me to grow. And plus, you have sisters. And you have mothers, and you wanted to be real. You wanted to be honest, blatantly honest. Because I feel like once you're honest with yourself, no one can use that against you, because you're true within yourself. So with the whole guy's perspective, I think we have to grow within ourselves. And that's why I was just trying to understand why the things that I do. Why am I like this? And I started realizing I need to change the way I deal.
Yeah. No, I think it's great that you've even opened up, because I almost feel like you're attracting more guys, because like these things happen when you're learning about relationships to begin with, you know, like it almost feels like, and I never want to wish this upon anybody, but if you really go through the experience of like being cheated on, cheating on somebody, you really understand and appreciate what you have more when you have it. Does that make sense? It's like you have to almost experience like everything to really understand what love is.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why the number one thing is, because a lot of them want to know the credentials when they come. I run all that past them, and I'm open with them. Once you're open with somebody, they feel more comfortable.
It's true.
That's what I realized.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's really, I guess, how your business started taking off. So would you say a lot of your clients are more male-dominated, more women-dominated? What are the mix of both, couples?
It varies. It's so funny. Right now, it's a mix of both. But when college season comes around, I get a lot of college students, And towards the end of the college, around April, May, I get a lot of couples. I don't know if that's a summer thing. They're trying to figure out this stuff before summer comes. I actually don't know. But it just varies about the seasons. When the season comes in, different.
Totally I think different. It's so brilliant that like college kids are even starting to even think to seek this out. Like, that's amazing. I feel like when I was in college, I feel like none of that existed and everybody just beat to their own drum. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's awesome. So like, give us an experience of like something you've done for a college student, like a couple or a guy or a girl. Give us a scenario.
Okay. Quick scenario, a college guy come to me because I also teach men the proper way to approach women.
He
said, Nick, I don't know how to talk to a woman. And I'd be like, okay, so let's sit down and let's find a place to sit down. What makes my business so different is we're not in four white walls. You know, when you go there, the dating consultant or a couple counselor, they actually have you inside their little room. They have a clipboard and they start writing down things. And with me, it's totally different. I decided I meet them wherever they feel comfortable at. We can meet at Maggiano's. We can meet at Starbucks. We can meet at Dunkin' Donuts. We can meet at the library, however they feel comfortable. So he sit down. Oh, I also don't know how to speak to a woman. So I said, okay, so we're going to go from point A to Z. So within point A to Z is I do female psychology, body language, approach, grooming, entertainment. And this is the most important step, sex. Because, you know, when you talk about sex, everybody, you know, they get jittery and they actually don't know what to do or what to say. So we cover all six of those bases. And then after we cover all six of those bases, I send them on a blind date. They actually don't know that I'm sending them a blind date with one of my co-founders, one of my young lady that works with me, that they go on a date. But they don't know that towards the end until I let them know. So we fix the stuff that they need to be fixed. He didn't open the chair correctly for her. He's kind of quiet at the table. He's in his phone, because phones can be a very big distraction when you're out on a date,
so
dinner,
true.
A party. A phone is totally different. We got to know how to communicate more.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be able to fix that. But before he goes on his date, you know, we also set him up with grooming, because you have to understand, every woman you meet, Jackie, they always give you the 10 second stare, the up and down. I know you know that stare.
That's hysterical.
Because women want to make sure, is he dressed appropriately? And then we go from there. We have his dressing down pat, we have his pedicure and manicure down pat, and we have his presentation, the way he knows how to present himself, like, how you doing? My name's Nick, such and such. And keep the young lady interested. So that's how it goes. We go to point Z to A.
I love it, Nick. Oh, my God. So, like, how many have you had? I would not be surprised, because you obviously made this, like, a full-time thing. Like, tell us about a success story.
Well, one of my success stories, I believe I was in Miami. Last year, one of my clients up here, he actually didn't know anything, you know, about speaking with a woman. And, you know, he went through my program that I offered. And I went to his wedding last year. If you look on the internet, CitadelBoston.com. You'll be able to see the pictures and stuff. It just brought tears to my eyes, because I understand what I'm doing, but actually, what you're witnessing with your own eyes, that you're bringing love, and you're kind of, you know, and you're changing the world, because it's amazing. It's actually breathtaking, and I get so stunned at seeing when two individuals come together and they actually found love. It's actually an amazing story.
It is. You've totally found your calling. It's like awesome. I love it.
Absolutely.
So obviously now you gave us like the breakdown of how it works for a session. Are they like an hour consult? Like, how can people reach out to you if they're interested in chatting?
Definitely. It's real easy. You can go on the website. You can go on CitadelBoston.com. I have CitadelDeal on Facebook, CitadelBoston on Instagram. And once you go on the page, my phone number is there. I will reply right away. Or if I'm in the middle of something, I'll get back to you within 24 hours. And then the first session, we sit down. I kind of like to do it, the getting to know session. It's 30 minutes. Free of charge first, because one thing I told myself, I need to know if I can help you. I mean, the money's never an issue, but I'm not going to take someone's money if we're dealing with each other first when we sit down and have a discussion. And if I felt like me as a person, I won't be able to help this person, I have to be honest with myself and letting them know, hey, I cannot help you, but I could refer you to someone else.
Right.
And that's why I actually put in the free first 30-minute session. And then once I figure out if I can help you, 9 times out of 10, most likely I can help you. We'll set up the sessions. It could be from an hour long, 3 hours long, to 5 hours long. But I block out my time because I want to give you my all when I'm there. And if I feel like I can help you, I want to be there. I want to be there and add more time. And sometimes we might meet about 4 times a week, even Saturdays and Sundays, because I want to give you the best that I can do for you to help you find love or find out any issues that you're going on and that's going on in your relationship.
Right. Oh my God, such valuable stuff. And then of course, you know, I want to talk about your Valentine's Day special. And then of course, I definitely want to chime into things that singles should consider, or even couples should consider for Valentine's Day. So tell us about the special you're offering. Tell us, because you and I were just talking about this before you were even on air. It's so freaking awesome.
Yes, so the Valentine's Day special, this is actually going to be the fourth year we're doing the Valentine's Day special. You know, it's very popular around Valentine's Day. Because, you know, when couples get so stressed out, Jackie, thinking, what am I going to do? How can I surprise my wife, my girlfriend, you know, my boyfriend, my friend, something for Valentine's Day? So we took that stress out. We eliminated it. Like, it's gone. You pay a small fee. After you pay a small fee, we'll be able to set up something for you. But before we do that, we sit down and we discuss what are you into, how spontaneous you want to be. I recommend on Valentine's Day, you have to be very spontaneous. We'll be able to book you on a helicopter ride, a horse and carriage, a spa date. You can do dinner. You could do paint night. You can do a cooking class. So the Valentine's Day special cover all of that, and you don't have to lift one finger. All you have to do is just show up and the magic start to begin. It's magical. Everything's there already.
I love it. So they just need to consult with you and book it, and then you basically help the significant other just get it done.
Yep. I get everything done.
That's awesome.
Everything done.
That's
and they
awesome.
Won't even have to read it. So keep me in mind for Valentine's Day, because I know you got married. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah. No, like I said earlier before our call, I'm going to have my husband hit you up. So I'll be a client. I'll make sure that my husband hits you up. No, that's awesome. So, okay, I want to talk about things singles should consider for Valentine's Day and couples. So what are 3 things singles should consider for Valentine's Day?
One thing they can consider, just because it's Valentine's Day doesn't mean that you have to stay home and soap and slack. You can still go out with friends and family and You can go on a movie date with your friends and family. That's fine. Another thing is you can also go out of town. You know, you might want to do a guy's trip out of town or a single lady trip out of town. That's fine. And you have to remind yourself that you're actually a lovable person. You're worth loving. Love is going to come your way. Love doesn't happen overnight. You actually have to give it time.
They don't really good advice. Super good advice. Because I feel to find your right person takes time. That does not happen overnight. Like, you got to go through some frogs before you find a good one.
Yep.
Right?
Definitely. Yep, absolutely.
And
as far as for the couples.
Yeah.
And as far as for the couples, I would say the number one rule, you got to be spontaneous. You don't want to do the same thing over and over and over every year. You know, you want to keep that spark going. Another thing, don't think just because it's Valentine's Day, I'm going to spend the big, big extravagant gift. It's okay. Sometimes it's the little thing that counts. They're going to be very appreciative of the little small thing that you're giving them. And the most important thing you always have to remember is don't just think I'm going to do something on Valentine's Day to be romantic and then you're going to do something again for another year.
Right.
You do things once a year.
Right.
Don't think just because it's Valentine's Day, I'm going to do something. No. I'm not saying do something once or twice a week, but, you know, once in a while, letting your significant other know you're appreciative. You know, I love you. I'm still here. Because I think a lot of people get lost in that, too. They'll do one thing once a year. And then all through the whole year, the significant other's not doing nothing. They're not giving their gifts. They're not going on dates, not having a date night, a family night. You want to do that.
Yeah, no, these are super valid points. So when you say spontaneous, I know you were briefly telling us about the things that you can do on Valentine's Day, but what are some things that you help with, like, with even coaching with your clients? Like, what are some things you recommend that people could do on a regular basis to, like, spice up their relationships or even, like, attract, like, give us some, like, teasers of an experience of Seal the Deal?
They could do to spice up their relationship. Once a week, you should absolutely plan a date night or a night in the town.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to just work, and then you don't have time to spend time with your significant other. Another thing, take a trip. Be open-minded. Try to go to a sex shop.
You want to
spice up your relationship. Hey, be like, hey, honey, you want to go sex toy shopping? That's fine. You know, most people... A lot of people is very uptight, and we have to stop living like that. You don't have to be uptight with this person because you've seen that you want to be with this person for the rest of your life, so you always want to keep the spark going. If you really want to be spontaneous, hey, say, honey, you want to check something off our bucket list? Let's go skydiving. Let's go on a hot air balloon. Let's just disappear, get on the highway, turn our phone off, and let's just talk.
Let's You're just right. Talk to You're each other so on the freaking highway, right.
You know?
Yeah, it's because like the little things. You're so right.
Absolutely. The little things is major in any relationship, that you play.
Mm-hmm. You're completely right. Wow, Nick, I'm inspired. This is great. Great advice. So what's next for you? Like, what are you currently working on? Like, you're doing your Valentine's Day special, which is awesome, which is huge. I mean, I'm assuming that this is one of your biggest ventures for your clients, of course. But what else are you doing? Yep. Like, what else are you working on next for you?
One thing I'm working on, I'm working on a speed dating event I have coming up soon. I'm just going back and forth with the venue and,
awesome.
You know, the correct booking date. I have Art and Wine 4. Jackie, you have to come to Art and Wine. Why you never came?
I didn't even know you were doing
it. This is the
fourth
year.
You gotta send me. I don't see any updates, Nick. You have to text me.
Yeah, I forgot. You're superwoman. You're super busy. You're saving the world. So
oh, my God. You're so... No, seriously, though. You're awesome. Like, I would love to support you. Please send me info. I will totally come. I would love to.
Yeah. So I have Art and Wine 4 coming this year. Last year it was amazing.
What is that exactly?
So basically, I came up with the concept about 4 years ago. Of course, it's painting. I have a jazz band. I have unlimited appetizers. And I also have gifts and raffles. I also raffle off there. And I wanted people to mingle more, introduce themselves, understand what other people, that there's other people in here that you should be able to talk to. Because once again, Jackie, these phones is messing up, it's taking over the world.
It is. So you're totally right.
Yes. So I wanted to give the people, it's okay that we can communicate as human. Mm-hmm. So everyone comes to Art and Wine and they have an amazing time. They meet. It's also like a networking event too, for different businesses that you own. You never know, you might meet someone there. You might meet the love of your life at Art and Wine.
It's true. Where do you normally do them?
And then, I do it very around, you know, the city of Boston. Around the city of Boston, I try to make it very real local. That everyone
That's
can
awesome.
Come in.
And when do you usually
but
do
now
them?
I might go sometime in July.
Awesome. And now you might do them when? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's all fine. I'm going to do it in July, and this time I might do it a little outside of Boston because there's Uber and Lyft now. You guys can take Uber and Lyft this time.
Yeah.
With the year around. Because I've been having it around, you know, I made it T accessible for, you know, for everyone that. And then I also had it at a reasonable time. So after Art and Wine, they'd be able to take the tea or drive, and there was parking available. So this time I might switch it up a little bit. But you guys could do Uber and Lyft.
That's awesome. You should see if they could even sponsor mm-hmm. You know, especially like the local companies, like the local Ubers and stuff. You might be able to do that.
That's not a bad idea, Jackie. Thanks for that. That's actually not a bad idea.
Listen, I'm looking out for my people. I think that's a great idea. I love it. I totally want to come and support everybody
Definitely.
Who's local
you
to
know
Boston.
Us entrepreneurs.
Everybody who's local to Boston. I'm just saying, didn't mean to interrupt, but they have to totally check this out.
Definitely, because you know us entrepreneurs, we have to stick together.
Exactly. It's so true. When one flourishes, we all flourish, right? So that's how it should work.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So cool. So I think you're doing some great stuff. I think honestly, like the whole even building of the networking concept, it's like you can almost bring all your clients to one setting. Is that like what you're really doing?
Yes. Yes. Bringing everyone at one setting and making people socialize again.
Mm-hmm.
The love is always in the air, Jackie. The love is always in the air.
It's so true.
People just got to have the right confidence to, you know, to introduce yourself to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is history.
It is.
The rest is history.
It totally is. I loved hearing your success story, like your most memorable one. That's so nice. Really cool stuff. All right, Nick, tell everybody before we play game time, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you on social media. Again, your website, list all of that for us, please.
All right. You can reach me at SailorDaleBoston.com. Facebook, SailorDale, Instagram, Sailordale Boston, Twitter, Sailordale.
Awesome. Yeah, everybody definitely needs to check out Sailordale Boston. Nick is the man, and he will totally help you. So I want to play some game time. Super fun. There's no rush to answer them. You can answer them however you want. It's just a fun way for all of our audience to get to know you. So first question.
Is there a prize at the end?
Is there a prize at the end? That's a really good question. No, but that's okay. I'm sorry. I know. It's just a fun way to for people to get to know you. So that's why I do it. So that's actually a good idea, though. Maybe I should work on the prize thing now that we're on air and I'm really thinking about this. It's a really good idea.
Make sure you think of me when you do the prize.
I will. Maybe we can incorporate Seal the Deal stuff into the prizes. We'll figure out something.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
No biggie, no rush.
Yeah, no rush. I'm just thinking out loud here. Okay, cool. So first question, what is something you have to do in your daily routine?
Of course, I have to shower. Then I have to pray. And then I call my mom. And then I started logging on the internet to figure out my whole entire schedule. My schedule really starts around 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I have other priorities I take care of during the day.
Yeah.
So
Good for you. Yeah, so
I try to start real late and
Also, that's like your scene.
Around 11.
I was going to say, like, you're kind of in the night scene anyway, so it totally makes sense.
Yeah, I'm a night guy. Yeah. I'm a night owl.
Yeah, I love that you're a mama's boy. I respect that a lot, and I love that you pray. I'm a big, big advocate for all of that, so love it. And shower, you got to keep it clean. Got to keep it clean.
Jackie, you know, you can't say the mama's boy thing out loud.
I know. Your mom will be happy when she hears this podcast. Come on. I brought that up because a girl loves a mama's boy. So many ladies love guys that respect their mother because that says a lot about them. So that's a major compliment. So even though you might not want to share that on air, that's okay. We opened up. It's totally fine. All right. So next question. Something you can't live without.
Something I can't live without. Jackie, tea. I'm a tea guy.
Me
not a coffee
too,
guy.
Nick. No freaking way. Me too.
5 cups of tea a day, Jackie. Like, seriously, I go OD on tea.
I love it.
Tea. So tea with everything.
So if you're a tea guy, like, what kind of teas are you drinking?
I'm drinking Lipton, the Lipton tea. I have a lot of Irish teas. The Irish tea is real good. Green tea is good if you want to clear out your body.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a pretty big variety.
Tea from Starbucks is my favorite. Yeah. I definitely love tea from Starbucks. The tea from Starbucks. Dunkin' Donuts tea is all right, but you got to have extra sugar.
Yeah,
no. About 4 or 5 sugars.
I totally agree with you. The Starbucks teas are way freaking better. So much better.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Nothing against Dunkin' Donuts. We don't want to throw them under the bus like that. Dunkin' Donuts is good. They have great donuts.
No, totally. But now they're Dunkin'. They're not Dunkin' Donuts anymore. They're Dunkin'. You know,
they're Dunkin' now?
Yeah, they removed donuts because I think they're trying to, like, donuts are always part of the brand, but they weren't selling, like, it didn't sell that it was also, like, a coffee and tea company the same way that Starbucks is. Does that make sense?
Yep, that makes sense. Wow, yeah. You learn something new every day. I never knew that.
Yeah, wow. Oh my God, you got to look it up. They did this recently. Crazy,
wow,
I know.
I'm definitely going to look it up.
Yeah. Okay, next question. What is your TV guilty pleasure?
Blacklist. It's on NBC.
Oh my God, I was just talking about this with somebody the other day. Yes, I was literally just talking about it.
Raymond Reddington.
So.
Yep, Raymond Reddington. That's my favorite show.
That's awesome. So this is a general question because I was discussing this literally with somebody the other day. Is it like Law & Order?
No, not like Law and Order. Law and Order is in a different ball game.
So explain, can you give us like a brief, it doesn't have to be long, just like a brief summary of what it's about?
Well, Raymond Reddington, he was wanted from the FBI about 30 years, and he figured out a way to, he got captive with the FBI, and now he works with the FBI, and he gives him cases of other fugitives. But at the same time, he's still breaking the law, too. And then he's running from his past. And then one of the FBI agents end up being his daughter, Elizabeth.
What? Crazy.
So, it's totally. If you can't Netflix it, or it comes on NBC every Thursday night around 8 o'clock, a real good show.
Oh, my God. I'm totally going to explore it. Sounds awesome. Okay, cool. I'm going to definitely investigate. Thanks for sharing. What is your favorite food?
My food?
Favorite food. Yep.
I like soup. I like soup and king crab legs with potatoes. I'm a seafood junkie. I love seafood.
What an interesting combo. So you're a tea guy, you like soup, and you like king crab legs and what?
And potatoes. They
I
gotta
love
be with
it.
The potatoes.
What a combo. So like
maybe corn 1 or 2 days.
I like the specificness that you're giving. Hysterical. So, with soup, though, like, what kind of soup?
Fish soup. I like fish soup. I like lobster soup, and I also like chicken noodle soup.
Yeah. Well, chicken noodle soup is the classic. But, yeah, you really are a fish guy. That's awesome. Well, I mean, you do live in New England, so it's not that weird.
Yeah, definitely. Why do you have a favorite food?
I love ice cream. That's like my favorite. Like I like sweet. I like have a sweet tooth for like yogurt and ice cream. Even though I'm totally dairy intolerant, I still like treat myself to do that once a week because it feels like I just like it satisfies my cravings. Like I've always had a sweet tooth. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my personal favorite food. I love all different flavors.
Ice cream.
Yep, all different types of ice cream, and Oreo is my favorite. Like pieces of Oreo in it.
Cold Stones.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cold Stones got good Oreo.
So, Nick, I have to tell. Where do you live in Boston, by the way?
I live in Watertown.
Okay, so there's on the North Shore. I don't know if they have them like in Watertown or anything. There's a place called Richardson's. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I actually never heard of Richardson.
Okay, so they make all of their ice cream homemade with like real cookies in it. Real candy. It's like the most authentic. It's like a whole experience. So I'm telling you for date ideas for your clients. It is awesome.
Maybe we can do ice cream sponsor from Next On Team.
Yeah, why not?
You get where I'm going with this?
Yes, why not? I love it. I'm such an ice cream fanatic, so I support it. So yes, that's my favorite food. But this is more about you. Anyway, so who is... who's an entrepreneur you look up to and why?
Entrepreneur I look up to, Eric Thomas. Have you ever heard of Eric Thomas? He's, you know, his background kind of real familiar from where I came from. I'm from Trinidad and Tobago, so I know the meaning of not having anything. And Eric Thomas is actually from Detroit. He grew up in Detroit, and he was homeless, and he went through poverty. And he learned how just to be, you know, whatever you want, you have to go out and go get it. Hard work, motivation, and dedication every day. I actually got one of his favorite quotes. You should check out Eric Thomas because one of his famous quote is, if everybody has a dream, but nobody else has a grind. Not everybody has a grind.
I like that.
So everybody wants to be big. And everybody wants the big bucks, but nobody wants to put the grinding or the time to become successful. Success doesn't happen overnight.
That's really profound. I like that a lot. That is so freaking true. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, that's awesome.
No problem.
All right, final question, because this is so Valentine's Day themed. It's a two-part question. What is the most romantic thing you have ever done for somebody? That's the first question. And then the most romantic thing someone's ever done for you.
I'm going to give you a moment.
Okay.
One of the most memorable romantic thing I ever done, this young lady didn't... I took her on a helicopter ride around the whole city, but I kind of tricked her and I told her we were going to a cooking class. So when we walked into the helicopter place, she's actually looking for a kitchen and utensils and stuff to use, but it was actually, you know, a helicopter ride. But the moment was so magical because just seeing her face was just everything.
That's
seeing
awesome.
Someone on a helicopter take off. And the helicopter lands like a kid in a candy store. So that's my most romantic and moment. Yeah, and I'll never forget that. That was something special.
And what about something somebody's done for you, the most romantic thing?
I don't know, Jack. I'm kind of a, you know, I'm a laid back. I'm a laid back guy. The small thing. I'm real easy going.
It could be something recent. It could be recent, like just something that stood out to you.
Something that stood out. Maybe book me a spa date.
Yeah, honestly, Nick, you got to influence more guys to take spa days. Please share your experience. Yeah. Is it the best thing ever or what?
Yeah. I actually enjoyed myself at that spa date. It was different. I really liked that.
Yeah, I think more guys like need that. Like they don't understand the capacity of how like deserving they are to like feel relaxed in like a spa setting.
Yeah, it's actually a breath of fresh air. You go into a deep meditation, and then you sit and you start rethinking everything about your life, not only about your life, but your day-to-day basis. It's great. Plus, you know, if you're a workout, if you like to work out, it's actually good, too. You want to sit in the sauna.
True.
That actually helps, too.
Yep.
That's awesome. So how often have you, like, been to the spa? Like, I really want you to influence more guys to go, because I try to push my husband, and he's like, no.
No. I try to go at least once a month to the spa. Because, you know, you work so hard, Jackie. You want to take time off for yourself and treat yourself, too. So I definitely try to do once a month.
Good for you.
Due to all, you know, my schedule is hectic. Once it slows down, I might go 2 or 3 times a month. Because it's needed. It's definitely needed. And life is too short. You could be here today and you may be gone tomorrow.
That's so true.
You definitely have to enjoy yourself and live your life.
I love it, Nick. I really love your outlook, and I think you're doing so much good for people that need it. So I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. It seems like you totally found your calling.
Yeah. It took a while, Jackie. It took a while to something, you know, to the type of person I am now. But in life, it's just a growth.
Right.
It's a different level that you reach every time, every day in your life. Every day in your life, you should be able to go to a different level. And learn something new every day, because life is beautiful. Life is beautiful.
It totally is. And I feel like you really hit it on the head when you were saying, like, you just have to be, like, present and, like, know that you deserve time off. You know, like, I feel like that you taught a lot by saying that yourself, you know, because I feel like a lot of guys feel like they need to just constantly live the hustle. Constantly, and they don't do that. And you probably are way more relaxed, which you are. I mean, because I've just known you now for a while, but you're just a more laid back type of personality, because you realize that, like, people want to work with you or they don't, and life should not be lived stressful, right?
Yeah, life shouldn't be lived, you know, on a script or stressful.
Yeah.
Same thing in your relationship. You should, if two significant other understand each other, they shouldn't be worrying about what's going on outside of their relationship, you know, because a lot of people like dealing with the outside noise. When I say that, they let other people dictate how they should live their relationship.
Right.
And I don't think that's right. If the two significant other is understanding and everything is going to flow, you might want to kill the noise of the outside noise. So, you know, it's either are we together or we're not together.
Right. It's so true.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Yeah. Well, Nick, you've been super inspiring. Everybody definitely needs to check out Seal the Deal Boston, and to all the gentlemen or even the wives who need some planning for to be spontaneous, needs to hit Nick and his team up for Valentine's Day. Right, Nick?
Yep. We're available 7 days a week.
Awesome.
We're here for you. We're here for the people.
Yes, you are. And you're doing great things. So thank you so much for coming on today. What an inspiration to have you.
No problem, Jackie. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, always. Thank you for your time. And thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. And stay tuned for who's next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.